365 or hbextract.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to summer. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. This is not the type of day that you take off from gardening. This is the day that you shift into high gear and you get out in that yard, get the fertilizers and weed controls down, weed preventers. Start to plant your perennials. Put in some shrubbery. Get the yard ready. If you don't get started, I'll tell you right now, you're going to be playing catch up all spring and early summer. So take advantage of a day like this. Get the whole family involved. Edge your beds. Put down weed preventer. Put down bark mulch or compost to insulate the ground so that when summer gets here, it won't dry out as quickly. And get some planting done. If you're going to be putting in some perennials and your soil is hard, you get a lot of clay, and when it rains, it's stays muddy and wet for a long time, get some liquid gypsum. Go down to your local garden center, and what you want is liquid gypsum. It's a great product. You're going to love it. You can also put it in the side of the road where the snowplow dumps all of the salt and the sand, and it will make it wash out of the root zone of the plant much, much quicker because it opens up the ground. But if you've got clay, if you've got areas with a lot of moss, looks like a carpet, that's a sign that you have clay in your yard. You put the liquid gypsum down, and it will take care of it. And a bottle, like a 32-ounce bottle, will cover 4,000 square feet. If you did that with the bag gypsum, 200 pounds to cover the same area. So would you rather handle a 32-ounce bottle or 200 pounds? If you can't find it near a garden center near you, go to paulparent.com, click under sponsors, and it will tell you where you can buy it near you, or you can order directly on their website. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Jim on the line who has a question about fertilizer.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning. Glad you took my call.
Thank you.
Someone had given me at least a 5-gallon bucket of some called MCPP-2-4D. And they thought years ago it was good for crabgrass. And the label isn't that good on it where it would tell you mixture or anything. Is that something you're aware of?
Yeah, MCPP is a broadleaf weed killer. It will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover. Anything with a broadleaf weed, it won't do crabgrass. So you can... What you would do is you would put it on with a drop spreader, not the one that throws it, the whirly, but the one that just drops it. You want to put it on your broadleaf weeds when you have moisture on it. So first thing in the morning when the dew is on the foliage, that way the powder sticks to the water on the leaf.
Oh, this is a liquid.
It's a liquid. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you can just spray it. Follow the recommendations. It's probably going to be a couple of teaspoons per gallon of water.
Well, I've got about 7,500 feet to cover, and I was just going to like hook up to one of these things you buy, so you hook up the hose and it sucks up a certain percentage automatically.
Yep.
Would that make sense?
That would make sense, but just because I wasn't here for the last week, I don't know what the long range forecast. As long as there's no rain for 24 hours after you have applied it, and remember, it's a broadleaf weed killer.
Yeah.
And it needs to stick to the weed. And if you spray it and you spray your rhododendrons, you're going to hurt the rhododendrons. So do it when it's not windy, when there's no blowing around of the air, and that way you can do a real good job. Okay? But no wind, so that, because if you spray the grass and you're near your wife's perennial bed and it drifts into a perennial bed and they all die, you're a dead man. Believe me. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next on the line, we have Laura, who has a question about using wood ash.
Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you very much for your show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a pellet stove, Paul, and we use mostly hardwood pellets, but we have, you know, 32-gallon barrels of that wood ash. And I want to know if I can put it on my perennial flower beds and on the lawn.
What you have, Laura, is a barrel full of black gold, a five-gallon bucket. So the regular bucket that you would wash the car or the kitchen floor with, that's 2.5 gallons.
Okay.
Okay? So 1 2.5-gallon bucket will do about 1,000 square feet of yard.
So, so 2.5-gallon bucket does 1,000 square feet?
Yep. And
okay.
the thing that's nice about this, Laura, the wood ash from a fireplace or from a pellet stove will give you results. It will change the acidity in your garden in 7 to 10 days. The old-fashioned powdered lime will take 6 months or more to do the same thing that the wood ash that you have does in 7 to 10 days.
Oh, wow.
That's how good it is. So put it in your shrubbery beds, put it in your vegetable garden, your flower beds, your lawn. And if you have, this is going to sound strange, but believe me, sometimes it happens. Sometimes your shrubbery beds get too acidic. And when they get too acidic, you'll end up with rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel that don't flower. Or they only have a few blooms here and there. Sprinkle some of the wood ash around your broadleaf evergreens. It brings down the acidity, and it can make more flowers.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So how would I spread that, Paul? Just by hand? Or, not by hand, because then you're filthy, but...
Oh, no, you can do it by hand, just like you're throwing rock salt on ice.
Okay.
And you cannot really put two... I mean, if you're just throwing it that way, it will work great. Whatever you do, don't just dump a whole bucket of it.
Yeah.
But just like you're throwing rock salt on ice and wait for the changes, and you'll see them happen.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Now that I've mulched everything, I'll have to do some of it next year, but I can do the lawns this year. But most of my flower beds...
Put it right on top of the mulch. The rain will wash it right in.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Talk with Jared. He'll get you set up. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Marilyn, who has a question about using dormant oil.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome
morning,
to the Garden
Paul.
Club.
Morning. I have two questions. I would like you to repeat the information you gave about using that oil on flowers and fencing.
Okay.
And milorganite, when should that be used?
Milorganite can be used today. Milorganite is the original, all-natural, all-organic fertilizer. Many, many, many of the golf courses still use it today, and they can apply it in the middle of summer, like in July and August, when it's dry and you want to give your grass or your flowers a little push, you can use milorganite. It's a great product. and it's really going to do a good job for you, and it will not burn. Now, the oil. There are different types of oil on the market. There's something called dormant oil, and then there's all-season oil. I would rather that you buy the all-season oil. The reason is you can use it indoors on your houseplants in the middle of winter. You can use it on vegetables any time of the year, whether it's indoors or out, and you can use it in the heat of summer. The dormant oil is only something that you can use during February, March, and April. The all-season oil, if you go into your vegetable garden in, let's say, July, and you're starting to see aphids or whitefly, you can take the all-season oil, spray the whole garden with it, and it smothers. It's not a chemical. It smothers the insect, and all the garden centers have it. You don't have to join a club or go online and buy something that's private labeled. All the garden centers have all-season oil. It's a wonderful product, and as long as you use it early in the morning before you get 80 and 90 degree temperatures, but it smothers the adults, it smothers the young, and it smothers the eggs. So you're wiping out three generations in one spray, and it doesn't change the color. But if you're going to be using it on flowering crabs to eliminate problems, you've got to use it before the flowers appear. If you spray any plant and it's in bloom, you're going to knock off the flowers. And you don't want to do that. We've waited a whole year for the flowers to come.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new turf builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome. Will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 24, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $907.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $933.50, $466.75 for the half ounce, or $233.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $933.50, $466.75, and $233.38.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, if there's any of you out there listening and you have a problem with arthritis or you have carpal tunnel syndrome or a wrist problem and you're not doing any gardening because it hurts the garden, well, I want you to look for a tool company called Radius Garden Tools. They were designed for you and me that really likes to work in the garden. Last year, I planted 1,100 seedlings in my garden, not one blister. My wife, who has arthritis, likes the garden, but the old trowel, she really has a difficult time using it. She fought me all year for this trowel. It's so good of a trowel for people with wrist problems, they sell it at Mass General in Boston. Go to this website, www.radiusgardentools.com, or just go to my website, paulparent.com, scroll down under sponsors, and they'll give you a list of where you can buy it. And when you see it, you'll know why. They're so different, and you can work for hours without hurting your wrists and your elbow and your arms. They're wonderful, and they're guaranteed for life. How can you beat that? David, who's next?
Okay, we have Chris on the line. That's okay. We have Chris on the line who has a question about pruning roses.
Okay. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Big fan of the show. I know it's a couple of weeks into the Red Sox season. Is it too late to prune back some roses?
No, you can still prune them back now. They really haven't grown a heck of a lot. I was looking at mine before we left to go to France, and it was just beginning to break. So it really is important that you clean your roses. What you want to do is to kneel down in front of the plant. Anything that's growing out of the ground or below the graft, cut those right out. Clean them right up.
anything that looks dead, and just take the blade of your pruner and scratch the bark a little bit. And if it's brown underneath, remove it. Any little skinny branches, cut those out. And I cut my roses to about 15 to 18 inches. A lot of the books, they cut them down to a foot. Boy, that doesn't give them an awful lot of room to make new shoots. So 15 to 18 inches, and it's the time to put down the fertilizer and insecticide now. Put it around the plant, scratch it in, or with your trowel, cultivate it in, and water, and it will become a liquid. The root system will absorb it, and as the new shoots come out, they'll contain the insecticide to prevent the bugs from developing on your plant. So this is the time right now, and it's also the time if you want to move it. If you want to dig it up and relocate it, you've got to do it now. Days like this, we get four or five in a row, they're going to start popping. But now is the time to dig your roses and relocate them to a different area. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Helen on the line who has a problem with her lawn.
Helen, good morning. Tell me what's happening. Hi, Helen. Helen, you there?
No, I think we lost Helen.
Okay.
Okay, up next then we have Ted on the line who has a deer issue.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Two quick questions. Last week I came out and I noticed that some deer, one or more, had done a hell of a lot of nibbling on my fruit trees. And thank God I left the cherry, the plums and stuff all alone, but it caught fear in the apple trees. They're only like 1 year old whips. They're less than an inch in diameter. It's only the second year after this year planting, and on some of them, I mean, they nibbled off every terminal bud you could get. They're only about 5 feet tall, and some of them, nothing catastrophic, but would you recommend me just simply trimming off like I would as if I was trimming them for another side shoot? I don't know what you call them, a bud?
The thing you want to do now is don't do any pruning until you start to see new growth, because you may be pruning someplace where there's only going to be one bud left. And a lot of your branches have tiny, tiny buds that are there for that particular emergency. But get yourself some deer repellent, deer scram or shake away or Bobex, and apply it around the tree to let them know that you don't want them there. But don't do any pruning until you see the new growth begin. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home.
We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die. Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. A day like today, you want to get out in the garden. And all of a sudden, you start to see things. The rabbit ate this. The deer, like our last caller, Ted, have come in and nibbled at the fruit trees and on and on. So we have to be prepared for it. So I thought today would be a good day to tell you about a whole new line of unusual products to control your neighbor's cat from ripping apart your garden and using it as a restroom. A product that will prevent chipmunks from doing the same thing, rabbits, woodchucks, deer, and a lot of other critters that can really destroy your yard. John Watson is from Shakeaway, and we've asked him to join us this morning so that he can explain to you about the products and how they work and how unique they are. John, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. In fact, we just got off the phone with a listener who had some fruit trees, and the deer came over in the last couple of days and chopped off quite a few buds on his trees. And he wanted to know as far as pruning. I told him just Leave it alone for now, but definitely put down some deer repellent. Now, tell us about ShakeAway. What makes it so unique for the deer?
Well, what makes it unique is that we actually use predator urine bonded to a mineral ore to essentially scare deer out of your garden area. Now, the deer are coming in and eating the flower buds right off of those trees because they can smell them. You want to think of deer as about a 180-pound nose, essentially, that's just walking around trying to find something that tastes good. And the way that they figure out what tastes good is what they smell. When you put ShakeAway coyote urine granules down on the ground, what you tell that deer is that you've got a coyote that's set up in your backyard, and it's not safe to be in that backyard. So what we recommend is you put down those urine granules twice a week for 2 weeks, and then once a week after that. And that multiple layers of scent of that coyote being in the area tells that deer that even though there's some food in the area, because obviously those fruit trees are budding right now, or those tulips are coming up, or those roses are getting ready to bloom, all of those things tell the deer that this is a good place to be. When you put ShakeAway down, you tell it it's a dangerous place to be as well. And the one thing that'll stop a deer from trying to fill his belly is the fact that he thinks he might be somebody else's fill for their belly.
Now, would you put it just around the individual trees, or would you just do the perimeter of the gardens?
Well, it depends on how big a plot you're talking about, but it's as simple as a tablespoon of ShakeAway about every 8 feet. And what you want to think of is every time you put down a tablespoon of ShakeAway, you're covering an area about 8 to 10 feet around where that tablespoon sits.
Really?
So you could do a zigzag pattern, you know, through your backyard if you had some trees and shrubs and some, you know, ground bearing flowers as well all around. If it's a small area, you know, if you're just doing like, you know, a little, you know, if you have a smaller backyard, you could just go, you know, around the perimeter of the backyard, you know, and drop a tablespoon every 8 feet. It just depends on the layout. If you go to our website at www.shake-away.com, it even has a plot that shows you, hey, if this is your garden and, you know, your bushes are here and your trees are here, this is how you should probably put it out. And that's pretty helpful. That gives you an idea about plot layout and how you would apply.
Now, one of the biggest problems that a lot of gardeners have is the woodchuck and rabbits. The rabbits are coming in now and they're, just as that tulip bud forms, bam, they just chop it right off. And the woodchucks, I know I had some in my yard, and it took a lot to get rid of them. And my peas would come up. They got to be about 6-8 inches tall, and it looked like somebody took a lawnmower and went right down. Can you use the ShakeAway for woodchucks and rabbits and things like that?
Absolutely. The woodchuck and the rabbit are a couple different types of applications. On rabbits, again, you know, we use the small critter product, which is fox urine rather than the coyote urine. And again, it's just a tablespoon every 8 feet. It's important, especially early on in the garden season, that you're getting this scent down now. As you're putting plants in, you know, in the spring, and as your bulbs are coming up and starting to poke through, you know, after the frost is laid back, you want to get our ShakeAway product down right away, because you want to build up some multiple layers. When you put ShakeAway down, the scent, when you put it down, lasts 30 days, but obviously it's strongest on the first day that you put it down, and it's weakest on the 30th day. And so when you put it down twice a week for 2 weeks, you get multiple layers down. And so when an animal comes into the area, an animal is aware of the fact that those multiple layers are there, and it tells them that a fox has set up in the backyard and lives there, not that it's just passed through once.
Now, when you're one tablespoon? One tablespoon for every 8 feet?
One tablespoon every 8 feet.
Now, you don't need a lot of it then.
Well, and the nice thing about us that differentiates us, A, we're the only company in the United States that works with predator urine that's EPA registered and OMRI listed. The second thing about it is most of the other repellents out there are predicated on the idea that you can make an area smell bad enough that animals won't come into it, and they use a number of different things, but usually putrefied egg solids. Now, the problem with that is that while it does work sometimes, you have to smell it too. When you put our product down in your garden, after 15 minutes, you can't tell that it's there, but the animals still know that it's there. Now, as I was saying about with rabbits, you put it on top of the ground. Now, with the woodchuck, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to put it on top of the ground, but you also want to find out where his hole is. And you want to put some of this right into his hole. And you can just sprinkle it in the front of the hole, you know, and right down in. And what you're going to do is you're going to make that home very uncomfortable for him. Because the nice thing is you're just moving these animals off to somewhere else. So when you find that burrow, and this works really well with chipmunks, too. I know those are a problem up there in the New England area. Same thing. You put it around the garden where you don't want to eat the plants, but you also go right to the source. And you pop a couple tablespoons down in the hole twice a week for 2 weeks, too. And what you'll find is they'll set up shop somewhere else.
Now, can you use ShakeAway in or near the vegetable garden?
Absolutely. Now, you're not going to want to put it right on the plant. Not that it would harm the plant, but just the whole idea behind it. But in your vegetable garden, it's the same thing, just a crisscrossing pattern all the way through. ShakeAway comes out of the container looking very much like a gray sand, kind of a darkish-colored sand. Within about 15 or 20 minutes of being on the ground, you're going to have a hard time even, you know, seeing it or remembering it where it is. We pasteurize our urine beforehand, so any dangerous bacterial or viral contaminants are all completely cleansed out in the pasteurization process. Then it's bonded to a mineral ore, so it just becomes part of the soil after about 30 days. It's not affected by rain at all. In fact, it even has a tendency, that mineral, when exposed to moisture, has a tendency to swell a little bit. So when it rains, what you will get is you might get a little more extended life out of the ShakeAway rather than less. The only time rain's going to adversely affect it is if you get enough rain that it moves the soil, that you get an erosionary effect. And if that were to happen, then you would want to go out the next day and reapply again.
Okay. Because last year I had, we try and pick a lot of vegetables fresh out of the garden for Thanksgiving. And we had the most beautiful row of carrots. And I took my niece, who's about 10 years old, out in the garden, and I said, I'm going to go pick the Brussels sprouts. I want you to pull all of the carrots, and then we're going to bring them in the house and peel them, and we'll cook them for Thanksgiving dinner. Well, she grabbed a hold of the top of the carrots and went to give it a yank and ended up with a carrot that was about an inch long, and underneath the entire row of carrots was a tunnel that a rodent had gotten into and ate the darn carrots. So we had one-inch carrots that from the top looked to be an inch and a half in diameter, and we were expecting these massive carrots, but the rodents ate them. So if we just apply that in that area, that will keep them out, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like a Warner Brothers cartoon. When you're pulling those carrots out, you can think of the guy underneath just looking up as you're pulling them out of there. Now, the trick would be, and especially if you actually see the burrows and that are there, you can actually poke, you know, a little tomato steak down in there and kind of jiggle it side to side. And you can actually pour some ShakeAway into the runs themselves. This works very well with moles, too, which are a problem up there, I'm pretty sure. And so what you can do is you can actually invade the run of the animal if you can see where the run is. But if not, just a little bit over the top, you know, in a zigzag pattern all the way through the garden works beautifully.
Okay, one more question. Cats.
Oh,
I have a neighbor who's the greatest guy. He'll do anything for you. That darn cat, he'll come in my garden, and it becomes a big litter box. How do I keep him out?
Here's what you got to do. We have a product called ShakeAway Cat, oddly enough, and that's blended specifically for house cats. And it's a mixture of coyote and fox urine, and cats find this particularly offensive. And what you want to do is you want to find the area in your garden that the cat is using as a litter box, because there'll be a spot that he or she likes to use more than any other spot. And you go right into where that spot is, and most people can tell you that I've worked with, they know exactly where that spot is, because that's what's driving them crazy.
Yep.
You go right to that spot, and you clean off the most recent droppings that the cat has left, and you put Shake Away right over the top. And you do this twice a week for 2 weeks, and after about the third application, that cat won't be back. It usually works really quickly. So a lot of times it's after the first application because it really, well, it really scares the cat is what it does. And it scares it in a spot that it's very comfortable in. Like it's chosen that spot as its area. And what it'll do right. is it'll find another spot. It'll make it really uncomfortable. And that cat won't be back to the area. Well, so if you got a cat,
The front of my house, John, faces south. And during the winter, right up against the foundation, doesn't freeze because the sun beats down there. And I've had the cat use up against the foundation because everything else is frozen as a litter box. So I could put that in there in the, well, start it now because it's being used and that will prevent them from coming back.
You want to start it now, and that brings up an interesting point, too, of a site of opportunity that the animal's using. And in that case, you want to start now, but you also might want to cover that whole area instead of just working with a specific spot because, you know, as fall comes on and it gets colder and that's the only area that he can dig in on the ground, then
right.
you want to have that whole area covered because you want him out of that whole area. You don't want him coming near that. And,
so you would space that, what, 8 feet apart like the other products?
Yeah.
Or would you just broadcast it all over?
But I would go every 8 feet all along the south side of your house, but I would make a special effort in the area that he's currently using because that's the first trigger for him is he goes right to the spot, you know, that he's always using. Typically,
right.
they won't go back and forth.
Terrific. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping our gardeners to fight off the animals that believe that the garden that you're planting belongs to them, not your flower garden. Have a great day, John. Thank you.
Oh, very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, 800.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to organicwaterwizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrumble with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live this morning from Cataldo Nursery. It's a family-run business, and it's incredible. Nursery, greenhouses, fresh vegetables that you can plant, and the gift shop and florist department is like nothing that you have ever seen. They even have Christmas villages, sundials, cards, silk flowers, the most beautiful silk flowers. Some of them I thought were real. Pottery, all kinds of baskets. You will love it. So come on by. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. I'd love to see you. And remember, rhododendrons and azaleas, 20% off today. If you buy 12 or more perennials, 20% off also. Come on by and say hello. Bring your gardening questions. That's Cataldo Nursery, located off Route 110 in Littleton. Just get off at exit 31 off of 495 and look for 110. Jared, who's next?
Okay, we have Jane on the line who has a couple flower questions for you.
Good morning. How can we help you with your garden, Jane?
Good morning, and this is such a pleasure and a surprise. Didn't expect to hear you today on this station. But
well, thank you.
I'm so happy. I have a couple of questions, yes. I have probably 20 jonquil plants out there, and all I had this year was green and no flower.
Okay. How old are they, Jane?
Oh, they're probably 3 years.
3 years. Okay. What I'd like you to do is to go to your local garden center and pick up something called BioTone. Now, up until this year, B-I-O-T-O-N-E.
Yes.
Dash T-O-N-E. It's made by Espoma. Espoma is the company that makes Holly Tone Fertilizer, which is it's an all-organic, all-natural fertilizer for rhododendrons and azaleas. They make something called Plant Tone for perennials and roses and all of your non-evergreen plants. But Biotone is a new product. It's called Mycorrhiza. And up until this year, I would have said to you, buy superphosphate 020. This is a brand new product. It's the alternative to using phosphorus, and it is wonderful. I used it in my garden last year for the first time, and I have the best garden without diseases, the biggest production in the vegetable garden that I've ever had. And if you could take Biotone, fertilize your bulbs now because you know where they are, and then what I want you to do is buy some plastic markers, or you can use a plastic golf tee. Push it in the ground where your bulbs are so that you'll know where they are in September, and then reapply the Biotone in September. And if you can do that, next year, your jonquils, daffodils, tulips, hyacinths will be unbelievable. Biotone, and all the garden centers carry it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Maria on the line who has a grass problem.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I have a patch on my lawn about 3 feet by 7 feet that looks like somebody threw bleach on it. It is white as it can be. There is nothing growing there. And I don't know that it isn't getting bigger.
It's now, was it okay last fall?
It was perfectly fine last fall. It's just this year.
Okay. It sounds to me that it's snow mold, caused by a layer of ice that basically suffocated it.
Yeah.
Take a bamboo rake, scratch it, and get as much of the dead grass as possible, and then throw a little bit of topsoil right on top of it and some fresh grass seed and keep it wet, and that area will come right back. But just scratch it up to pull all the dead stuff out, and if there's soil visible after you've cleaned it, then just throw the fresh seed right on top of it. If there isn't, then you can buy a 50-pound bag of topsoil at your local nursery. Rake that in right over it, fresh grass seed, plenty of water every single day, and that grass will fill right in again. We had snow, then we had rain, we had ice, and it just choked everything that was there. If we can help you, 800-259-9231, or go to the website, paulparent, like mom and dad, .com.